What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're looking at all this flooding in Jacksonville. It's on the corporate media right now. And again, there is an issue. We saw the same thing in Hurricane Sandy, which is that the U.S. government is spending so much money on war that maintenance on our infrastructure is being neglected. The storm drains are not being cleaned out. The branches overhanging the power lines aren't being cut back. And these things magnify the damage from a storm like this. The U.S. government is all about conquering the rest of the world, and they really don't care too much about you, other than that you will pay for it all and breed as many new workers and soldiers as you possibly can. Getting on back over to North Korea, France came on out with this claim that the North Korea military could launch a nuclear missile and hit Europe. Now, Ri Tok-sun, who's the deputy director of North Korea's Foreign Ministry's European Department, said France's claim was preposterous and stressed that the North Korean nuclear arsenal is a deterrent against U.S. nuclear threats, and France neither faces a U.S. nuclear threat, nor has France threatened North Korea. Now, John McCain is out there flapping his gums. I think he thinks that having brain cancer is going to buy him a little more slack with the American people. I don't think so. Or maybe this is the tumor speaking on out. But he's out there saying the United States has to step up its presence around North Korea and make clear that aggressive acts would lead to annihilation of the country. Washington needs to make sure that Kim Jong-un knows that if he acts in an aggressive fashion, the price will be extinction. This is what McCain said on CNN's State of the Union. I have a question for John McCain. Does the same hold true for an aggressive United States? Because looking at the history of the last going on two decades, it's pretty obvious who the real aggressor in the world is. And it's not North Korea. It's not Iran. It wasn't Iraq. It isn't Syria. It isn't Russia. It is the United States. We're going to take another phone call. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. This is another Hillary comment. So
okay.
Now, this is kind of fanciful, I will agree, this is. How Hillary could perhaps, and this is a long shot, perhaps emotionally put aside her losses and feel better and maybe on down the line and make a ton of money. She may have to wait till her husband passes away, but if she clandestinely wrote a book that is totally the truth and she'd know. And it would have to be absolutely the truth, because if any discrepancies would be found, it would discredit the whole publication. But if she wants to leave anything to Chelsea, and that's including a good reputation, she would, if she's going to be under house arrest someday and just has nothing to do but write, I think that would be a really good idea, because I'd buy it. And I don't know.
Well, I would buy it too, but Hillary would never live long enough to complete it, because again, that same narcocracy, it always protects itself even from its own stars. Anybody who goes rogue and says, you know, I'm going to tell you what's really been going on here, bad things will happen to them. And that that's
yes,
up to and including the Clintons themselves. If they turn on that deep state narcocracy, they're toast, and they know it. And in any event, I don't see Hillary having a conscience, a come to Jesus moment, if you will. She'll go to her grave maintaining the lies.
Well, I think the more people wake up, the more it might look appealing to her. The only trouble is the clandestineness of it, the under the radar, how she could do this with just maybe a few close confidants in her presence and without anything out there otherwise, and then she'd have to make sure she signs in it under notary or something so they'll know it wasn't all created by other people. You know, I mean, it's just doing it without anyone knowing it. Like you say, so no one will come in and you know, kill people off.
It would be difficult. I would love to see it. It's not going to happen. It would be difficult. And in any event, Hillary Clinton uses ghostwriters. That's been known ever since going all the way back to It Takes a Village. Hillary's not actually writing her own book. She hires a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Well, it would have to be the truth. I know that. It's a wish I'm going to cling to. It's just a wish.
If you want the truth, go to whatreallyhappened.com. Go to Republic Broadcasting Network. We don't need to wait for Hillary to tell us the truth. We don't need to wait for anybody in government to tell us the truth. We already have the truth.
She probably has a few things tucked under her belt, though, that we don't know about that would be, you know, interesting.
Fill in some of the blank spots. Yeah, it would be interesting. But, you know, right now we understand the true nature of the government of the United States of America. It's not a very pleasant reality. And again, we just need to acknowledge it, understand it, have a healthy dose of skepticism for anything this government says. But outside of that, the only real option we have is to just kick on back, disengage, de-link as much as possible the enforced dependency and wait for it to consume itself the way the Soviet Union did. Because I'm convinced that's where we're headed. I'm convinced that's where we're going.
I hope so. I'd rather it have do that than let them drag us into war, because that's it's becoming more ridiculous than that they would even consider an option of a third world war at this point. But I think we can do it too. I think we can do it. We might have to get bombed by somebody, though, just because we deserve it. I mean, we've caused so many people so many problems. They may feel like someone's got to stop us. Maybe it'll just be a slap in the face, but I wouldn't blame them if they did. Just one town somewhere, you know.
Well, again, anybody who attacks the United States invites immediate nuclear retaliation, and that's why it's not happening. It's the same reason that when the Soviet Union fell, people didn't start crossing the border into the new Russian republics, because they still had those old Soviet nuclear missiles. And now they've got those trains running again. Anyway, Sherry, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And there we are. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Now, as you know, there is a Russian war game getting ready to take place on Russia's side of the border, and it is their right. And supposedly Russia is sending 13,000 troops down there. The propaganda coming out of the West is, it's 100,000 people. It's not really an exercise. They're getting ready to invade. They're coming to get us. It's provocative. Look how Russia's being provocative. And, of course, what they're ignoring is all the NATO troops and weapons that have been pre-positioned along that border with Russia. It is a massive invasion force that is just waiting for a starting time. And so they're out there where you've got the UK Defense Secretary Michael Fallon is saying Russia is only having war games to provoke us. They're just angering us and making us annoyed. No, they're getting ready because they're seeing the continuation of a U.S. policy of invade, drone strike, regime change, invade, drone strike, regime change, invade, drone strike, regime change. Paul Craig Roberts is out there with a very good question. Who is trying so hard to convince Americans that Russia is the enemy? And there has been this ongoing thing about how Russia hacked the DNC emails. We know that was not true. Russia stole the U.S. election for Donald Trump. We know that that's not true. And apparently they're now out there with this claim that Russia has dismantled America's entire democracy for the bargain basement price of $100,000. Which was used to purchase some ads on Facebook. And so everybody's starting to realize just how silly this entire Russian collusion narrative has become. So Paul Craig Roberts is out there. He's got an article, Laughing on the Way to Armageddon, and says the U.S. government is showing the world such a ridiculous face that the world would be laughing at us if they weren't afraid of our weapons. Russia is not our enemy. Our own government is our enemy. We're going to take a phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it was 16 years ago. I was a captain of a Boeing 747 that took off from Tokyo on my way to Chicago. And, of course, we didn't make it. We went to Edmonton, Alberta, and stayed there 3 days and took off and recovered it back in the U.S. after that. But the Canadians really stepped up for us. You know, I really appreciate that. So we got to the hotel, went down to the bar, and I'm watching the video, and it showed this airplane bleeding into the building. And we all knew that that was impossible. So, but, you know, looking at over the years, my big question was, what happened to the passengers and what happened to the crew of those airplanes that sat on the side of that building? I was listening to SGT report with Sean.
Hang on. Let me ask you a simple question, okay? If you're going to go to the trouble to have all these airplanes under remote control, okay, why not fly them into the targets? Because it's much simpler that way. You don't have to have a substitute. You don't have to get rid of the passengers or the flight crew or anybody. I mean, every time somebody comes up with this nonsense about how there was no plane at the Pentagon, the first thing I say is, you know, if they've gone to all this trouble to get that airplane close enough to the Pentagon for everybody to see it flying in, why not just let it go on in? It's simpler. Why take the chance at being exposed with another layer of deception? Most of these deceptions, they try and keep them as simple as possible, even though they still make mistakes, you know, like Flight 93. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the war zones here. The U.S., let's be honest, let's be objective, let's be fair. The U.S. has lost in Syria. Bashar al-Assad is going to remain in control of that country. The Syrian people are going to remain in control of their country. And so the U.S. war planners have a problem. How not to have this major setback derail the grand plan of conquering all the world's resource-rich areas and shackle them to the U.S. dollar. The fact that Syria has, for all intents and purposes, escaped is setting a bad example. Other countries are going to say, we don't have to be slaves to the dollar anymore. Syria was able to do it. They withstood the U.S. attack with the help of Russia. And that's another reason why the U.S. government is trying to bash Russia. That gosh darn Russia, they just got in the way of our conquering the entire world and making them all slaves to the U.S. dollar. How dare they do that? So we're probably going to see an escalation of conflict in other parts of the world, if for no other reason than to distract us all from the fact that the United States government has suffered a major defeat in Syria. Now, this ties in with the economic news. And apparently there are rumblings that the world may turn away from the dollar this coming January. And apparently the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund have both confirmed a plan to replace the U.S. dollar. The United Nations is saying we need a new global reserve system, which I disagree with. We don't need another private central bank because we'll still have the same problems of private central banking. But the UN is saying we need a system that no longer relies on the United States dollars as the single major reserve currency. The IMF says they want to make the special drawing right the principal reserve asset in the International Monetary Fund. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen before the end of the year. Because if the UN and the IMF move forward with these plans, that's it. That's the final nail in the coffin of the U.S. Federal Reserve note. There is nothing else to prop the economy up than foreign demand of U.S. dollars. Last week we had a story saying the reason wages and salaries are stagnant is because our entire economy is now all about financialization. We're going to loan people our instantly created out of thin air money. and we will get wealth that way. A desperate attempt to go back to Bretton Woods, and the world recognizes what's happening, and they're not going along with that. Even China is out there saying, we need a new global reserve currency. We can't be dependent on the dollar anymore. And it makes perfect sense. I'm sure we're going to hear that all these countries are hate America for our freedoms and our wealth and so forth and so on. But the bottom line is, the dollar has become untrustworthy. It could implode literally at any moment, and nobody wants to have any significant part of their assets denominated in those U.S. dollars. Now, here's an interesting story that came out of Sputnik News. Russia can convert electricity into cryptocurrencies. And this is coming out from Alexander Boroditch, the founder of the Universa Block platform and a venture investor. And in an interview on Radio Sputnik, he said that being a country rich in natural resources, Russia is able to convert electricity into cryptocurrencies through mining, thus generating as much cryptocurrencies as possible to trade with on the market. Now, I have a vague recollection that I've seen this idea somewhere before, called the Electro. It's buzzing around in the back of my head. I know I've heard this idea somewhere. Maybe more people are reading this website than I've been thinking about. Okay, let's see. Let's erase that. Now, the Kaiser Report is out there saying something that we have been saying repeatedly on this show. Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi were killed for attempting to pull away from the petrodollar. Remember, in just about one year before George Bush started screaming about Saddam's nuclear weapons, Saddam got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. And Tony Blair flew to the United States, to Texas, had a meeting with President Bush. 1 year later, we're invading Iraq. We lynch Saddam Hussein, and Iraq's oil is back on the world market, only for the U.S. dollar. Down in Libya, where everybody was admiring what Gaddafi was doing for Libya, greening it up, massive engineering works, aquifer projects across the whole country. And then he gets rid of the private central bank, establishes a state bank and a new value-based currency, the gold dinar. And then Gaddafi announced that the gold, the oil in Libya would be available for sale only for the gold dinar. Oh, go on in, color revolution, kill Gaddafi, shut down the state bank, impose a private central bank. Nobody knows where the gold for the gold dinar actually wound up. And Libya's oil is on the market for the U.S. dollar. That's what's driving all of this. The U.S. government is desperate to keep the rest of the world enslaved to the U.S. dollar. Because without that, our economy is doomed. We don't have any manufacturing. Look at our trade imbalance. $1.5 billion, $2 billion every single day. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. This country has nothing else left propping up its economy other than forcing other countries to borrow U.S. dollars at interest to conduct their business. And these other countries are turning away. And if they all turn away at the same time next January, that will be it. Because the U.S. cannot declare war on the rest of the planet all at the same time and expect to win. Even Venezuela is now talking about ditching the dollar and switching over to the yuan. People don't like dealing with the dollar because the dollar has been weaponized in the geopolitical sense. If you're dependent on the dollar, well, then we get to come on in and tell you how you're going to run your business in your country. People are not happy with that at all. So, let's see. Irma's been downgraded now back to a tropical storm. The winds are still near hurricane force. And I actually got an email the other day chastising me about all this Cat 1, Cat 2, because it was a disservice. The winds are bad. Even as a tropical storm, the winds are bad. You got to take care of yourself. And there have, unfortunately, already been a lot of deaths. Massive property damage. We don't even know if the United States can afford to rebuild Florida, especially if Jose comes across there. We'll be back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So let's talk a little bit about the immigration problem over in Europe. That's not gone away. I know we're all focused on the storms here, and right now they're saying it's going to take weeks to restore power to everyone. My understanding is half of Florida is without electricity right now, and the storm is going to be churning up there into Appalachia and eventually as far north as Indiana. But these other problems are still out there. North Korea, the economy, and the rest of it. We have to keep a focus on this. Poland is refusing to take its EU immigrant quota. And Germany is threatening to fine Poland $75 million for failing to live up to the immigration quota. Poland has responded by demanding $1 trillion in World War II reparations from Germany. And this is, as a foreign policy, it's kind of, shall we say, chaotic. But we're seeing more and more indications of an attempt to still, at this late date, derail the Brexit. To heck with what the people want. The power players want the one world government. We can't let Brexit go. We can't let anywhere go. But I have to tell you very honestly, I think in a major economic upheaval, the EU is going to break apart. And I think the EU is being torn apart by the refugee crisis. because somebody did not think it all the way through. They were just sitting there in their little smoke-filled rooms and saying, well, what we're going to do is we're going to start flooding Europe and the United States with all these refugees from other countries and blur them all together so that they lose their own sense of identity, and that way they'll be easy to control. Not realizing the reality of things like culture shock and xenophobia, and the fact that those who were most likely to make that migratory trip were going to be from the lower levels of the source society, leading to the epidemic of sexual abuse cases. And then there's the issue of the contagious diseases that are being brought into parts of the world where they had formerly been eradicated. And it's created a huge amount of hostility with the indigenous traditional population. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Anthony in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment about the corporations.
Sure.
First of all, what do you think of the announcer or this person? He's known. I saw him on. I heard him on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. His name's Craig B. Hewlett. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay, well, he's had, I heard him on Coast to Coast, and he gave a little insight for me and for others on the talk show about the corporations in America that is part of an oligarchy, and that it doesn't matter who's in office, whether it's Trump or his predecessors that go way back to John F., and he says that the reason why we're all over the world is because of these corporations and this oligarchy, and that they control the presidency, basically. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's definitely merit in that. Every election cycle, you will see these large corporations, especially the financial corporations, pharmaceuticals, defense contractors, will donate to both candidates on either side of the contest. So regardless of what the people vote for, these corporations now have a lever on whoever is sitting in that office. And by this very simple device, the corporations are able to bypass the will of the voters. Now, there was a time in this country when we had laws that restricted campaign donation to try and make the campaign donation reflective of the popular support of a candidate. And then we had that ridiculous Citizens United decision that basically declared corporations to be people for the purposes of removing any restrictions on how much money they could spend on politicians. And it turned Washington, D.C. into a giant one-stop shopping center for all the corrupting influences in our country. And these corporations have got so much money, it really is impossible for the American people to begin to match them. Because the politicians will take your votes, but after they win their office, their first allegiance, their first loyalty is going to be to whoever paid the bills to get them there. And that really is what has turned us into a fascist economic dictatorship. Anthony, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, along with Poland, Hungary and Slovakia have lashed out at this claim by Brussels that these member nations of the European Union have to accept these mandatory migrant quotas. And as I said before, this could very easily become the mechanism by which the European Union is shattered. Because from the point of view of people living in these member countries, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Sweden, Germany, this migrant issue is all downside and no upside. It's been nothing but expense and difficulty. Apparently, there were some brawls in Berlin involving these migrants who were lured to Europe with promises of all kinds of free stuff. And now they're in Europe. They're not getting the free stuff and they're acting out. They're basically acting out. Boy, somebody's really trying to attack my server right now. The spoiled little children must have their fun. All right, well, we'll let them roll around on the floor and kick and scream for a little while longer. Now, interestingly enough, down in Australia, it looks like they've had enough of this as well. Australia's Supreme Court has now approved the forced removal of asylum seekers to Sri Lanka, despite claims that they face appalling conditions of imprisonment, including torture, maltreatment, and violence. Here's the missing part. What did these people do in Sri Lanka that they faced imprisonment? Are they criminals? Are they rapists? Are they burglars? Are they robbers? Asylum doesn't mean a get-out-of-jail-free card for crimes you committed in some other part of the world. Now, a former immigration official is out there saying that up to 50% of these DACA recipients are, in fact, fraudulent. Huge amounts of fraud in all of this program. It's amazing. Now then, story out of foodbabe.com. Do you trust Snopes? You won't after reading this. And the article basically goes on into the fact that Snopes founders apparently are people of questionable character. They're in the middle of a messy divorce. Apparently, the owner of Snopes embezzled money from Snopes.com for a wild lifestyle. Apparently, one of the people working on Snopes is a former sex worker herself. But the big issue is right now, half of Snopes is owned by a public relations firm. And they are subject to lobbying by Monsanto, Bayer, Dow, Syngenta, DuPont. And a lot of people have started to really look at Snopes and say that on certain key issues, they are not in fact trustworthy. Certainly on the issues of 9/11 and Vince Foster, they toe the official U.S. government line. They set themselves up as an authoritative figure, will tell you what's real or not on the internet, and they're just there to reinforce the same lies. You have got to stop relying on other people to figure this stuff out for you. You have to learn to develop your own analytical sense and figure out for yourself what seems like it's true, what appears to be false. Now, we've talked before about the intelligence agency's involvement in Hollywood, and I felt their wrath back in 1994. But it is, there's Operation Mockingbird, the FBI was in there, J. Edgar Hoover just had a thing for Hollywood and knowing what they were going to do and making sure that they never portrayed the FBI in a negative light. The Pentagon has an entertainment liaison office. They've had it since 1948. Coming out of World War II, and of course Hollywood had done yeoman's work doing propaganda films to support the war effort. So the Pentagon has an entertainment liaison office since 1948. The CIA has a similar office starting in 1996. And yes, they will request script changes in exchange for advice, permission to use locations, and the use of equipment like aircraft carriers. Now, files obtained through the Freedom of Information Act show that between 1911 and 2017, more than 800 feature films received support from the U.S. government's Department of Defense. This is far higher than people were aware of, and included franchises like Transformers, Iron Man, The Terminator. Over on TV, there were 1,100 titles that received Pentagon backing, 900 of them since 2005, from Flight 93, which we knew they were going to support that one, to Ice Road Truckers, to Army Wives. So that may be why Hollywood is looking at their worst box office, summer box office, in something like 25 years. Because if movies and TV are turned into just another corporate media outlet pushing the propaganda, people aren't going to pay money to buy a ticket sit in a theater and watch the same stuff they're getting hurled at them from the TV news day after day. They want to see something different. A lot of people are wondering just how American-made, how accurate it's going to be about the CIA's involvement in that Iran-Contra cocaine running. But I think if Hollywood really wants to start making some money, they might want to think about moving away from being a propaganda arm of the U.S. government, which is what J. Edgar Hoover wanted, and actually start doing movies that tell the truth about recent events. And I'm getting indications that there are some parts of Hollywood who are thinking that has to be their future, because they're not going to make it the way things are right now. Now, getting on over to the area of political correctness, apparently the National Science Foundation spent $138,000 interrogating four-year-olds about their gender identity. Now, when you're 4 years old, you only have a vague idea of the idea of boy versus girl. Are they really interrogating them or indoctrinating them to this idea of gender fluidity, that your gender is completely disconnected from your physicality? And again, that's part of that globalist New World Order agenda to get us just as confused as possible about who we are, where we come from, what our history is. They're trying to blur our cultural identity. They're tearing down all the Confederate statues. Now they're talking about even the American flag is coming under attack. They want us so confused we don't even know which restroom we're supposed to use. It's amazing here. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers. Any unpatched Android phone running a version older than Oreo, I love the way they name their updates, you're going to need patching fairly soon. Researchers have turned up a class of vulnerability that lets malware draw fake dialogues so users okay their own download of malware to get it past the security. Now, a security researcher has discovered not one or two, but a total of 10 critical zero-day vulnerabilities in routers from Taiwan-based networking equipment manufacturer D-Link, which leave users open to cyber attacks. The D-Link DIR850L wireless AC1200 dual-band gigabit cloud routers are vulnerable to 10 security issues, including several trivial cross-site scripting flaws, lack of proper firmware protection, backdoor access, and command injection attacks resulting in root access. If successfully exploited, these vulnerabilities could allow hackers to intercept connection, upload malicious firmware, and gain root privileges, enabling them to remotely hijack and control affected routers, as well as the network, leaving all connected devices vulnerable to cyber attacks as well. Now, is this something that D-Link just decided to do on their own, or is this another example of the NSA trying to backdoor all of our electronics so that they can access our information whenever they feel like, and in the meantime, leave us wide open to vulnerable to cyber attack? I mean, look at all these massive data breaches we've been seeing. Equifax, for example. How many of these data breaches are accomplished using exploits the NSA designed into our systems? Far from making our IT infrastructure more secure, the NSA and the CIA have just made it vulnerable and wide open. And apparently, in their mind, their ability to spy on us in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, I might add, trumps any concern for the safety and security of our business records, our financial records, and our personal information. As long as they can watch us, that's all that they really think about. And by the way, more and more of these data dumps from CIA are coming on out, just these incredible tools created at taxpayer expense to attack your computer and make you vulnerable. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just want to make a quick comment and change the subject a little bit. This is Mike. If the Ottoman Empire during World War One would have backed the winning side, would they still be around today?
Boy, that is a really hard one to say, and I'm going to go with no, they probably wouldn't, because they were considerably powerful going into World War One, and coming out of World War One, we would have seen the great powers love nothing better than to break up other great powers. That's what the U.S. is doing in the Middle East. They're starting to carve up Iraq, Turkey, and Syria for the new Kurdistan. They want to take a few very large, powerful nations and turn them into 30 or 40 little tiny nations that are easy to bully and push around.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls in here. Now, the World Health Organization has declared a new Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They confirmed 9 cases linked to the virus in this remote forested region. 3 people have reportedly died, causing alarm among health officials who fear this could be another outbreak similar to the 2014 epidemic, which killed about 11,000 people. Now, Ebola comes in various strains, of which Ebola Mayinga is the most serious. That's like a 90% lethality rate. Interestingly enough, there is a strain called Ebola Reston that surfaced in a Reston, Virginia animal quarantine facility, and everybody got really panicked. Ebola was here in the U.S. As it turned out, that strain only affected monkeys. Humans were totally immune to it. Now, the problem with any of these Ebola viruses, they're based on a strand of RNA, not DNA. And RNA is like unwinding a DNA strand and taking just one half of it and folding it back on itself. So you have this loop, and it's not always a good fit. You'll have these gaps and loops, and they can change very rapidly, and that is really what makes RNA-based viruses dangerous. They mutate very rapidly, and they're very, very unstable. And the research that's been done on them indicate that newly emergent RNA viruses are even more unstable. They can change as much as 10% of their genome in a single generation. So a lot of people have wondered, where did Ebola come from? Is it somebody's idea of a bioweapon and it's being tested and refined? Because if you look at the Ebola outbreaks in Africa, they're in very geographically distant areas where you don't look at a means of transmission from point A to point B. Now, there's a wonderful book called The Hot Zone, which is all about Ebola and the attempt to find a source and identify where this actually came from or even what the carrier is. But it is nasty, nasty, nasty. Now, again, Tom Clancy, in his book Rainbow Six, had this storyline of the world's billionaires wanting Earth all for themselves. And so they took an engineered Ebola, and they were going to spray it all over all of us, and we were all going to die horribly. And they would have Earth and their palaces and nature all to themselves here. Now, we've been talking about all this stink face being made at Russia, the Russia bashing, hostilities. And it's kind of weird where we're seeing these repeat instances where the U.S. government is provoking nations with which we are actually dependent. And a good example of that would be China, where we're down there in the South China Sea, encroaching on their islands. We're trying to lay the blame for North Korea on China, which China refuses to accept. And now they're talking about sanctions on China itself. If that happens, our stores are going to empty on out. That $1.5 billion a day trade imbalance mostly involves China. All the things that you have in your home, the little appliances and everything, most of those are coming from China. if there are sanctions on China, or if China just decides to stop exporting things to our country, those stores are going to empty on out. So you have, on one hand, you're angering China in the South China Sea, threatening sanctions on them. At the same time, you're asking them to make nice and help with North Korea. Now, there's another area where this is going on, and this has to do with Russian rocket engines. The U.S. is still dependent on having to buy rocket engines from Russia. And apparently, the U.S. government spent billions of dollars on defense contractors to produce an American-made replacement. They weren't able to do it. We've actually forgotten how to make good rocket engines in all those years since Apollo. And so you have making all this stink face at Russia, saying Russia's arming North Korea with nukes. At the same time, we're having to buy rocket engines from them, as well as hitch a ride on their rockets to get our astronauts up to the International Space Station. It doesn't really seem a consistent foreign policy, does it? We'll be right back.
Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're keeping an eye here on the flooding that's going on. Apparently, the police in Jacksonville, Florida, have issued a statement. Apparently, people are trapped in their homes by the flooding. And apparently, they put out this little statement. If you need to get out and you can't, then you just tie a white sheet to the front of your house so that we know that you're in there and they'll try and get to you. So it's really kind of a mess out there. Backing up to the war zones here, as you know, Trump is talking about sending arms to Ukraine, including offensive weapons to use against those pesky Eastern Ukrainian republics who don't want to be part of the European Union. And apparently Putin has now sent a reply saying that if the U.S. arms Ukraine, Russia will arm the Taliban. And again, the Russians have got to be laughing their heads off that the U.S. walked into Afghanistan, which is known historically as the graveyard of empires. The British found that out the hard way. The Soviet Union found that out the hard way. And the U.S. is finding it out the hard way. In fact, during his little speech on the 9/11 commemoration this morning, Trump was actually out there saying that, yes, the Taliban is now in more control of more of Afghanistan than they were, you know, right after we invaded. So they're losing there. And of course, you're hearing about the surge. They're going to send all these troops into Afghanistan. If Russia starts arming the Taliban, it is going to be a bloodbath for those American personnel. But we have these two great powers are sparring off against each other. And again, the U.S. does not have the moral high ground in any of this. And you need to go back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. And it says right there in the very beginning of that book, and that, by the way, it's required reading in most military schools. It says two of the things that a ruler who wishes to prevail in war must have is a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die in that war. And you must have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the suffering and hardships that war brings even to the victorious side. And the U.S. government has neither one of those. So we're on this path to this incredibly destructive World War III. And again, I'm pretty convinced that future history books are going to say we were in World War III at this point. They may even go all the way back and say 9/11 started it all. That was the Big Bang that started World War III. Apparently, YouTube is trending a video of Hillary Clinton talking about her new book. It has over 8,000 dislikes. People just don't like Hillary Clinton. And that's a big reason why she lost, along with an awareness of her history. It wasn't white people. It wasn't sexism. It wasn't the media or the independent media. We just don't like Hillary Clinton. We'll be back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.